You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
And that when a king says something, it's law. I'm going to say that again. When you say something as a king, thank you, sir. When you say something as a king, it's a law.
Yes.
Read your Bible. Oh, glory to God. Why do you think, how many saw the movie Ten Commandments, the first one, a long time ago? What would he always say? Let it be written, let it be said, let it be written. Because he knew that as a king, what he declared out of his mouth was what? A law. So now, let me say this here. If you're a king, what you're decreeing and declaring out of your mouth is a law. So if you say, I'm broke, busted, and disgusted, that's a law to you. That's a law. You're decreeing and have made it a law to be broke, busted, and disgusted. Come on. Sometimes we got to repent for things that we are saying. Oh, glory to God. Because if we're ever going to be the army of God, come on, somebody. If we're ever going to... if we're ever going to... Oh, boy. The world is waiting on the children of light. Waiting on us to grow up. Waiting on our mouths to grow up. The devil don't want you to operate the way that you're supposed to operate. Man, look at, you know, all these tongue-talking people. Look at Joshua. I said it last week. Joshua looks up to the sun and the moon. Come on. And says, stand still. See, Joshua was spending time in the presence of God. Joshua, you know, a lot of us read the Bible, but we miss the fact that Joshua was climbing the mountain right there with Moses. He would be up there sometimes with Moses. He would be in the tent. Come on. In the tent when the presence of God would come. And there's just some revelation. There's some things you understand. There's some things you catch when you spend time in the presence of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Some of us haven't been spending enough time in God's presence to understand that, guess what? Okay, God showed us that, guess what? You have power over nature. You have power over animals. Okay. I mean, remember when God told Moses to build the ark. Now, you building the ark, you ain't got time to be rounding up animals. Come on. And so apparently, those animals had a charge from God. Come on. To go and to get on that ark. Come on. They march right up there, march right in their place. Where you want me at?
Yep.
Come on. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because let me show you something. If we don't teach the people of God their ability and what they're supposed to be operating in and how you're supposed to be operating in, the devil will control you and manage your life for the rest of your life. You think that, let me show you something. Okay, all right. It was tax time. And Peter, I think he told Peter, he says, go down to the sea and throw your pole in there and it's going to be a fish with money in its mouth. God know where every ship that has ever sunk is and where the treasure is. Come on. And if God got an order of fish, I want you to go down there and swallow up all these gold coins. Come on, y'all get this. Oh, glory to God. Then I want you to go to the east side of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, and I want you to, when you see a hook, I want you to bite it. Come on. And they're going to pull you out and you're going to release what's in your mouth. Come on, somebody. Okay, all right. Okay. Are y'all getting this?
Hallelujah.
Are y'all getting this? Jesus had authority Because hold up now. Don't the Bible say to imitate God?
Yes.
Don't the Bible say do what Jesus followed?
Yeah.
Did you ever read in your Bible where Jesus was speaking to storms and telling them to shut up and be still?
Yes.
Sit down somewhere. I'm paraphrasing it. Sit down. That means he had power over what? Nature. Oh, glory to God. Man, we see a storm coming and we start packing up and leaving. I remember one time when the Lord, I was praying and the Lord said, you know, tell that storm to go to the other side. And I would go walking in the morning and all of my neighbors were like, you're going to, you know, put your shutters up or you're gonna put your shutters up. No, I'm not putting my shutters up. I say the storm is going to the other side. Well, you ought to put it up anyways, because guess what? If you don't and your windows are busted and you got, you know, then, they was just trying to talk me into it. I wouldn't do it. I say the storm's going to the other side. I walked one morning I was walking, and who was the pastor that still lived right around when we were on Emerald Lake, the pastor. What's her name? She comes out of the house and she said, I was in prayer. She said, the Lord said it's going around to the other side. Oh, glory to God. I said, yeah. I said, that's a confirmation. I said, God told me, oh, glory to God, to pray and that it's going around to the other side.
Yes.
I had a person that I was working with, and she was like, I'm going to Tampa. They were praising and talking up this storm. And I'm like, it's going to the West Coast. You don't want to go to Tampa. She went to the West Coast and got caught up in that bad boy. She was over there probably shaking in her boots, buildings shaking. Why? But one of the things that I saw also is that, guess what? The body of Christ is waking up, because guess what? When these storms are coming, folks ain't sitting around listening to the news. They're going to the beach. Come on. And they're pointing and they're saying that you will not come here. Come on. Now, when did you used to see stuff like that being done years ago? You never saw this type of stuff. But the body of Christ is waking up to who they are. We are the army of the Lord. We have power in our mouths. The Bible says right words. Oh, how forceful are right words. In the book of Job, chapter 6, 23. 6 and 25, something like that. The Bible says how forceful are right words. Are you speaking right words? See, everything that you say is not necessarily going to be a scripture, but you can speak right words anyways. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Just like you said, just like they were singing, I'll never be broke again.
Never.
Come on, because some of us, let me show you something. Some of us, the enemy tricked you and bamboozled you and get you to shut down during the praise and worship service, and you won't say what you won't minister to God with these words so that God could take your words and do something with it. See, didn't we just start off with a verse of scripture that what? You're able to bless yourself.
Yes.
By saying. It's in the book of Isaiah. By saying. You're able to bless yourself. Why ain't you blessing yourself? Why ain't you opening your mouth and blessing yourself? Come on. You should never be quiet during a praise and worship service. Everything they singing ought to be coming out of your mouth. As a matter of fact, I gave my son a charge a long time ago, and he's doing a real good job. And I said, don't sing no songs that's pointing to the condition, that's pointing to the hardship. Sing songs that point people to God, that praise God. Sing songs that declare how blessed you are. Oh, glory to God. We get enough of that. We get enough of that watching television. Come on. We get enough of that watching our God. Oh, glory to God. Because when you come in here, we want your mind to be focused on God. Come on, somebody. This is why we sing. This is why we worship. Come on, somebody. You know what? I ain't even going to say that. Ooh, glory to God. Some of you all miss out. Worship, praise and worship service is one of the most important services. Some of you all miss out in that part of the service. Had a guy named Clyde Botner. Came to church. Clyde Botner had a $10,000 debt that needed to be canceled. And Clyde Botner said that he told me afterwards that Monday, he said, man, the praise and worship service was so high He said, I decided to ask God to pay off this $10,000 debt. The next day, that Monday, he gets a phone call and said, you know what? We're going to forgive you of this $10,000 debt. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say debt cancellation. Debt cancellation. Oh, glory to God. You know why me and my wife have debt cancellation? Hallelujah. Because guess what? We were decreeing it out of our mouths till it began to manifest. I begin to decree it and declare it, and we will be praying and declare that we're debt free in Jesus' name. You can't forget the name. Oh, glory to God. But then one day, next thing you know, my wife had to set my bills down. I open up a letter and it says, we have decided to forgive your debt. I open up another letter. It says, we have decided to forgive. When do they do stuff like that? Oh, 2 days. When you get debt cancellation, 2 days in a row. Oh, glory to God. What are you saying? What's coming out your mouth? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Are you crying about the bills? Are you speaking truth? Because the Bible says the truth will what? Make you free. You know, you get, okay, you get some of us as Christians now, sometimes we get too deep. Well, I'm not going to lie. That's because you got your eyes on the bills. Come on. You focus on the bills and ain't focus on God and His truth. Somebody go back to that verse of scripture that I read initially, but Dorothy, you stay there. Where did I tell you to go? Did I tell you to go somewhere?
Well, we finished Acts
20:32. What the Bible says, he who blesses himself shall do forth by what?
Say.
Isaiah 65. I want to read that one more time. 65 and 16. Look at that. Uh-huh. Minister, I wrote that thing down. Y'all better get it. Y'all better catch this thing. I better know there's times when God is releasing truth to you because he want to bring change to your life. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Because let me show you something. Some of us would rather go out and work 3-4 jobs. Come on, somebody. Work yourself to death instead of using the word. How are you trying to live this life and get around using the word? You got to use what God has given you. This truth can make you free. Come on. It can free you up. Do you know? Okay. All right. Oh, boy. Lord, help me. I got so much to say. And I'm trying to get you guys out of here. We'll get done in the next 10 minutes. How many know the Bible says that you can't serve God and mammon? What is mammon? It's wealth. It's money. Somebody say money, 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 money.
Money, money, money.
Some of y'all need some singing lessons. Because guess what? You were supposed to serve God and the money is supposed to serve you. But if you don't know that, you'll be working for money instead of money working for you.
Yes.
Okay, didn't I tell you a little while ago, we have control over what?
Yes.
Nature. Over natural things. Right?
Yes.
Did I show you enough of it in the word?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Jesus speaking to storms. Jesus walked on the water. Come on, somebody. Jesus, the Bible says in the book of Acts that the disciples, apostles had the doors all locked down. Come on, because they were afraid of the priests. And so they were locked in the room, and all of a sudden Jesus just appeared. Come on. Some folks say he went through the wall, but I'm just going to stick with what the Bible says. He appeared. Then the Bible says that Peter was in jail, locked up, locked down. All of a sudden, all of a sudden the Bible says that the angel woke him up, the chains fell off. Come on. Why? Because people were praying, because you have power and authority over natural things. The chains fell off. He walked right out of the jail. Come on. The Bible says the doors opened for him. What doors are opening for you? Those people were in there praying. They were getting down. Come on, somebody. Their prayer was what? Okay. All right. What does Isaiah 65 and 16 say again?
It says, so it shall be, and amplified.
So it shall be. So it's the word be means state of existence. Okay. Somebody say state of existence. If you didn't know the definition of the word be, it means state of existence. What state do you exist in? Come on, somebody. I be a minister of the Lord. I be a husband. I be a daddy. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. That's my state of existence. Oh, glory to God. Now ask somebody, what's your state of existence? Okay, and so it shall be what, daughter?
that he who invokes.
He who invokes. So in other words, here God give you, sounds to me like you got permission to invoke the blessing. Because invoke, all this word means to enact a law. It means that enact a law. It didn't say he had to be a preacher to do it. It didn't say he had to be the president to do it. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. See, the problem with us in the body of Christ is that we're letting the world run all over us. Why? Because they're making all of these crazy laws. Come on, somebody. And we just won't open our mouths. Okay, all right. I ain't even going down that road.
Y'all did it in Sunday school.
God's people got to start saying something. Come on. Okay, all right, read.
He who invokes a blessing on himself in the land.
He who invokes a blessing. So now you've made this thing a law. Whatever you decided how to bless yourself, you made it a law.
Jesus.
Okay, read.
Shall do so.
So if you walk around saying, I'm sick, I'll never be healed, I'm going to die, oh, glory to God. You made that a law to yourself. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
All right, because I'm checking, because, you know, some people looking at me like a cow looking at a new fence. So he who invokes a blessing, what?
On himself.
On himself.
In the land.
In the land.
Shall do so
by saying. You need to watch what you say.
Amen.
You need to watch what's coming out of your mouth. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says life and death is in the power of what? The tongue. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says that this tongue can create so great a forest fire. Come on, somebody. You can set a fire with your mouth. But then also, you can calm things down with your mouth. What does it say, that laughter is like medicine?
Yes.
Yes. So let me show you something. Look how powerful your laugh is. Oh, glory to God. Look how powerful your laugh is. Come on, laugh one time. Get some medicine. Ooh, get some medicine. Come on.
Yes.
Hold up now. I'm telling you what the word says.
Yes.
Now, so if you don't want to laugh, hey, come on. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Do it good like a
medicine. Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Hurricane, for straightening me out. Hurricane say, no problem. Let me show you something. So words are powerful. The Bible says they're right words. How forceful are right words? Forceful. They're a force. Come on, they're a force. What's the definition of force? I'm sure it means power. It means might. Come on, so your words, the right words, oh, glory to God, can work for you on your behalf. The truth will make you free. When you begin to understand truth, when you begin to understand how powerful the word is that God has given us, come on, that the devil had to flee. The devil couldn't stand up to Jesus because Jesus kept saying, it's written. And so what did he do? He had to pack his bags and get out of Dodge. Oh, glory to God. Ah, man. I'm bringing it on in. I got 2 minutes. I said to. Okay, all right. Yeah. I didn't even get here. Woo. Let me see. Hallelujah. Tell somebody your mouth can create an atmosphere. Okay, all right. Let me say this part right here. The enemy likes to downplay the use of words in the body of Christ. He likes to downplay it. He don't want you to understand how important it is that you decree and declare or speak the right things. So he downplays it. But then again, in the background, come on, somebody. Let me show you something. How many remember this last election that the witches and the warlocks were coming out and they was endorsing a certain candidate? Now, he just happened to get in office. I won't call no name. That should have let you know something right there. You should have known when witches and warlocks start coming forth making national news saying we're going to endorse this candidate. You should have been running the other way. Oh, glory to God. But let me show you something. Here's Moses. Moses is going at it with Pharaoh. I think maybe the second time he went in, the second meeting. Come on, they're exchanging words. Pharaoh is saying, I'm not going to do it. And then Pharaoh is like, well, show me what you got. And then here's Moses. Moses dropped his rod, the rod of God. He dropped his rod. The rod hit the ground and turned into a snake. Come on. Because when the battle, let me show you something. When the battle, all along, nobody knew that Pharaoh had this witchcraft and sorcery and all this stuff going on in the background. But all of a sudden now, here comes the introduction of the sorcerers, the witches, the enchanters, right? And they come out and start enchanting. They start saying stuff. Why? Because we in the body of Christ, we don't know how important it is to say something. Oh, glory to God. You know, when I start discerning witchcraft, guess what? I start declaring the word of God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me, I shall condemn it. I shall prove it to be wrong. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Come on, somebody. And then there's times when I say, I release the fire of God on your altars. Okay. All right. Ooh, glory to God. You're going to build an altar on me. You might need to call the fire department to come put the fire out. Come on, somebody. Because it's going to catch on fire. It's power in the tongue. Let me show you what I did. I just built myself up. Come on. And I just framed. I just put some framework around me. The Bible says that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Do you know you have the ability to create framework around you, a wall of protection? Oh, glory to God. This is why it's important. Even our children, what do we say? We decree the word, the seed of the righteous shall be saved. Come on, somebody. We starting to see kids come to church. Why? Because we declare that our seeds shall be saved. But all of a sudden now, guess what? When the battle gets heated and gets on, next thing you know, he's calling his sorcerers out. Come on. But they couldn't do nothing with what Moses was saying. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Moses would just pronounce a word. This is getting ready to happen. And finally, it came to pass in the Bible where they would say, hey, we can't do nothing. This is the hand of God. We can't. You on your own, Pharaoh. You're on your own. Tell somebody the word is powerful. The word is powerful. The word is a force. How forceful are right words? Come on, stand on your feet. Come on up, repenting. Lord, forgive me for every crazy thing that has come out of my mouth. Everything that I've spoken against myself. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Everything that I've spoken over my children, my family. Come on. My money, my finances, my health. Oh, glory to God. Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We cancel words. We cancel things spoken over your lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything spoken against your destiny. Everything spoken against your purpose. Everything spoken against the plan that God has for your life. We cancel it on this morning in the name of Jesus. We cancel the witchcraft, the sorcery, curses, spells. Oh, glory to God. Ungodly words that people spoke over you even when you were a children to frame you. Oh, glory to God. To cause you even to be in a condition. Oh, glory to God. Words like you, just like your daddy. You're going to be sorry. The devil is a liar. The truth is not in him. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare, oh, glory to God, a new beginning for you, a brand new start. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall be the head and not the tail, above everything the enemy's doing and not beneath. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Come on, you shall run through troops. You shall leap over walls. The joy of the Lord shall be your strength. You shall be blessed coming in. You shall be blessed going out. Come on, raise those hands. Come on, raise those hands. While your hands are down by your side. Oh, glory to God. And you should be agreeing with what's said. Oh, glory to God. When I'm declaring it over your life, you need to be saying, I receive it. I receive that. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You need to receive the new things that are being spoken over your life. Oh, glory to God. No plague shall come nigh my dwelling. I'm healed. You're going to be healed by his stripes. Oh, glory to God. You're healed by his stripes. Oh, glory to God. You're strong. You know your God. You shall do exploits. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The blind shall see. The deaf shall hear. The dumb shall talk. The lame shall walk. The joy of the Lord shall be your strength. You got the, I declare the mind of Christ Jesus upon you. I speak strong upon you. Strong. Strong in the Lord. Strong in the power of his might. Strong, I declare, strong over you in the mighty name of Jesus. And a new beginning. A brand new start. I decree it and declare it over you. In the mighty name of Jesus. New things. New things. New things coming out of our mouths. New things. New things coming out of our mouths. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for a watch over our mouths. Help us, God. Give us the grace to watch what we're saying. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, glory to God. Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, and thy Redeemer. Well, it didn't do me no good to get up 3 o'clock in the morning and write this stuff out, because
powerful word.
Hallelujah. Thank you for another day. I don't think.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. According to recent numbers released from the CDC, about 1 in 4 of today's high school students identify as LGBTQ. This means that it's never been more important for Christian parents, Christian teachers, for pastors and mentors to love, support, and guide teens who are wrestling through these issues. They need to know what biblical truth is about sex, identity, and relationships, why biblical truth is loving, reasonable, and best for human beings, and how they can communicate that to their friends. I'm so grateful for a brand new resource released from my friend Greg Steer, whose writing and work at Dare to Share Ministries has made him a recognized leader in working with students. In a recent blog post, Greg outlined 4 key principles that teenagers must know if they're to have a biblical understanding of these difficult issues in a way that's loving, articulate, and bold. The first biblical principle is, quote, "Choose love, not hate, as our posture." Even though Christians reject all false ideas about love that are so often promoted in our culture today, we're still not off the hook from practicing the real thing. Here's how Greg explains it. Quote, "So encourage your teens to love everyone, no matter what, all the time, because God has relentlessly loved us. Teach your teens to continually drench their theological convictions with biblical compassion and agape love, and may we also do the same." Second, quote, "We have to choose the Bible, not culture, as our authority. The Bible originated," Greg writes, "from the mind of God. It's inspired from God himself, so it's as perfect as God himself." So the Bible is actually God's primary way of explaining to all of his creation, to all humanity, who he is, who